Yeah, we're back here on Tiger Rag Radio. Jeff Palermo, news and sports director of Louisiana Radio Network, along with the executive editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Todd Horn, the editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Glenn Gilbo in Omaha. And also joining us from Omaha, it's the manager of the Rocco's Pizza and Cantina, home of the world-famous Jell-O Shot competition, Pat McAvoy, joining us on Tiger Rag Radio. Pat, thanks a lot for spending a few minutes with us tonight. How you doing?
I'm doing well. We're surviving. You know, we're keeping strong.
So where are we at with LSU? How strong are they as far as the Jell-O Shot competition? And do they have a chance to break their record that they set in 2023?
You know, I always say, I mean, they're right now, as of the last update, which was the 5 o'clock update, they were sitting around 19,500, somewhere in that range. So they've got a respectable number, but obviously not quite to the 68,888 mark yet. What it takes is sticking around, you know.
the more
games you play, the more chances you have to purchase Jell-O, I guess. So we still have some heavy hitters in. Todd Graves hasn't come in, and okay, he was in yesterday, but he hasn't dropped much Jell-O money yet. So I'm sure that number will take a boost in the next couple of days. But they're still hanging in there for sure.
Okay, so Pat, what are the rules for this competition? You mentioned Todd Graves, and I know Gordon McKernan has got somebody there that's supposedly buying 888 shots a day.
Yeah, you bet.
So does all that go together, or is it just it doesn't matter who buys it, or whether it's a bulk buy, or whether it's
Go ahead. Yeah. So what happens is you have to be present. You know, like, you know, Todd was here yesterday with Paul Skeens and Livy Dunn, and you know, they bought a couple trays, but nothing too crazy. And Paul actually bought a couple hundred and said just pass them out to Tiger fans throughout the bar, and so we did that. Gordon Will Helmers, who was on that 2023 squad that won it, he pitched for him, and so yeah, he comes in every day. He says, "Hey, I'm going to do the 888 buy," and I give him a couple racks and walks around and hands them out. And then, you know, a couple hours later, he'll come back and, "All right, Pat, give me a couple more racks. I'm going to pass them out." And so we can't, the liquor commission gets a little uneasy if we just hand someone, you know, 8,888 Jell-O shots or 6,000 Jell-O shots in a bar that holds 300 people. So to do it responsibly, we just couple racks, and then we say, "All right, every couple hours, we'll give you a couple more and a couple more." And throughout the course of the day, you know, they all get handed out, but it's kind of a long form situation when they buy that amount.
Well, I would imagine that sometimes it gets a little rowdy and maybe even cantankerous in there between the fans. Or am I wrong about that?
No, I mean it's been, you know, it's there's so many fans. Right, that it's sort of, you know, there are only a few bad actors is all it takes, you know what I mean? So if you have 100,000 fans, you can't really damn a fan base for, you know, for five people that are throwing them back and getting a little rowdy. And yeah, that's kind of how it happens, is that we just have to, you know, we take care of it. We have a lot of security on hand, and we make sure everybody's staying safe and everybody's staying. You know, as a fan, you know, they can be passionate, but they can't be aggressive.
Pat, how did this glorious tradition begin? Whose idea was it? Hey, why don't we come up with Jell-O shots in the team's colors? Or was it just like a novelty thing and you had no idea? You could not have imagined it would take off like it has.
No, absolutely not. The start was the 2011 final between Florida and South Carolina, the first year that it was played in the new ballpark. And, you know, that South Carolina or the Florida fans were down. They wanted a rally shot. So one of the bartenders makes them something, and I just happened to be walking by, and, you know, I was like, "Oh yeah, you got that." And so I told the South Carolina fans that the Florida fans had rally shots, and they were like, "We want rally shots too. They can't have, you know, we want shots." So I was kind of pitting them back and forth, and I thought it was a funny deal. And then I was sitting at a dueling piano bar watching Creighton and Nebraska play basketball that winter. And in Omaha, that's a big deal, you know, because you can be a Nebraska football fan, but some of the people who live in Omaha are still Jays basketball fans and not Nebraska basketball fans. There's a whole Jaysker situation, you know, it's contentious. And so they, The dueling piano guys, one of them was playing Let's Go Jays, the other guy's playing Go Big Red, and whoever had more money in their tip jar, that was who was leading the chant. And so people are like, I mean, it was cartoonish. They were throwing chairs out of the way, tripping over each other to pour money into the tip jars. I thought, these guys are geniuses. They just found a way to incentivize fan bases to tip them. And so when the next series rolled around in 2012, I said, hey, I'm going to try to do this. You know, everyone thinks their fan base is the best, but the only way to prove it is to make it a number, quantify it somehow. And so I started selling shots in each team color. They weren't Jello at the time. And we wrote it up on a big chalkboard and called it good. And then in 2019, when Kevin, the owner, the new owner, when he took over the space and made it Rocco's, he was like, hey, what if we just make it these prepackaged Jello shots? That way we can just hand them out. You know, you don't have to set out 20 shot glasses and pour. But even then, the number was 864 was the most that year. You know what I mean? And it was Arkansas, and they came and ran us out of Jello, so we still had to free pour. And, you know, then nothing 2020. 2021, Mississippi State comes, and Kevin had made a plaque, an all-time record plaque, so Mississippi State sees that, and they're going for it. So they go 2,965. And then, obviously, I started the social media for it the next year, and it blew up. I mean, I had 17 followers on Monday and 17,000 by the end of the weekend, and that's the year that it really took a hard uptick.
Glenn, you got a question?
Yeah, I was wondering, in 23, when LSU set the record, what was your biggest day when they won the championship, like that night, or is there a certain time of day that LSU fans – drink, you know, time of day of the game that they do more Jello shots? Like, what do you prefer?
Everybody comes in before and does them because we're right across the street from gate two. So it's an easy place to stop if you can get in. I mean, obviously there's a line out the door most of the time, but people come in before the game and rip a couple. And then, yeah, they always come back after. I mean, some people are here, you know, before the first game, after the first game, before the second game, after the second game. I mean, some people just come in. Some people aren't going to the game at all. Some people are just coming to party and rip a bunch of Jello shots. So there's not necessarily – you see the swells before and after the game for sure. The biggest day, you know, were the days like, you know, the sales-wise, the biggest days were the days that, you know, Todd did 6,000, you know, and Gordon did the 8,888. Shane Morrison, who's a big LSU guy too, he bought 6,001 just because he didn't want Todd to have the record like 2 days after Todd did it. So that was a pretty good one too. But Todd, yeah, it's cool. And those guys know, you know, we told them, we're like, hey, you know, it's unlikely that you're going to get all 6,000 or 6,001, 8,888 of your Jello shots passed out today, and we can't carry them over to the next day because everything bought that day has to be consumed that day. And they're like, we don't care. The fact that it's a charitable aspect is what they cared about, and that's what makes this thing cool, is that Kevin and Bonnie, the owners, after we got, you know, after we blew up on social media, they decided that, you know, it wasn't just going to be to do something cool with the fame, and so they started donating to the food bank. So it started out with just Ole Miss and Arkansas in the 22 year, and you know, we donated $2 from every shot to just those two schools. And then the next year they decided, hey, $1 from every shot is going to that school's food bank, and 50 cents from every shot is staying in Omaha or the Omaha metro for food banks to fight insecurity. So to date, we've raised over $350,000 through this thing, and just, like, you know, years, and hoping that number just goes up.
Pat, does rain help or does rain hurt?
Oh, rain delay is my favorite two words. I mean, because they cleared the stadium last night, obviously, and there's nowhere to go. Like, you're going to stick around to see if they get it in tonight, you know, so you flood Rocco's, you drink, and if you can go back into the game, you go back in. If you can't, then you come back and you drink, or you stay and drink, you know what I mean? So, no, rain delay is our favorite two words in the bar business down here for sure. Like I said, they're not going back to their hotel room. What if they start the game in 40 minutes? You know what I mean? It's a lot of fun, and it's cool too, because everybody knows what they're in for, and everybody's getting along at that point in time, and everybody's just kind of amped up for the game. And, you know, there's been years where, you know, we get a sing along, a Take Me Home Country Road, where all the fans are, you know, singing together or something. You know, there's just a lot of cool camaraderie because everyone's just psyched about baseball.
When's the official cutoff date?
So we'll sell until basically like when we do last call, the last night of the series, you know, just before we do last call, Kevin will come out, the owner, and we get behind the bar, me, Kevin, and Kevin's two sons that also manage the bar, JD and Tucker, that we'll all go behind the bar. We'll have Jello shots with us. Kevin will, you know, I'll tell Kevin, hey, this is the number. He'll write it on a piece of paper. There's a blank plaque right above the shot board, and we do a big thing. He blows his coach's whistle. He was a football coach for years, and so he blows his coach's whistle, and, you know, the team knows they've won it. You know, it's after the championship is over, and everybody's partying in here, and so he'll slap, you know, the that year's number up there, and everybody goes nuts. And if it's, you know, again, if it's LSU, they're, you know, we're playing Colin Baton Rouge, and everybody's chanting LSU, and we rip some Jello shots and maybe some bottle shots. I mean, at that point in time, alcohol doesn't affect you because you're so tired. But yeah, it's always a pretty cool tradition.
Pat, thanks a lot. We'll let you get back to your business. We appreciate it, man.
Absolutely, fellas. Good talking to you.
All right, Pat McAvoy, manager at Rocco's Pizza and Cantina. Dave Schultz, host of Lockdown Sunbelt. Talk Coastal Carolina when we come back from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio on Tiger Rag Radio.